This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 478 for Friday, July 14th. I'm Phil Franz Warkentin. The ICE Futures canola market was mixed at Friday's close, with gains in the most active months after posting losses for much of the session. November up $6.40 at the final bell at $820.80 per ton. January up $1.60 at $814.50. Ideas the market is starting to look overbought from a chart standpoint did account for some early selling pressure, with losses in Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed also weighing on values. However, continued dryness concerns across much of the prairies and ideas yields are unlikely to live up to earlier expectations provided support. A weaker tone in the Canadian dollar, down roughly half a cent today, also underpinned the canola market. In the U.S., soybeans were mixed, while corn and wheat both posted solid gains. Soybeans had moved higher in earlier activity, but ran into resistance and settled closer to unchanged. November up only a penny at the final bell at 13.70 and three quarters per bushel. Forecast calling for scattered rainfall across much of the Midwest this weekend, but the longer range outlooks remain hot and dry. Brazil's CONAB lowered their forecast on the size of the country's crop by 1.5 million tons, now at 154.6 million. That compares with the USDA's estimate at 156. Corn, underpinned by the weather uncertainty, the September contract up 13 cents at 506.5 per bushel. CONAB raised their Brazilian corn production forecast by 2 million tons from an earlier estimate, now at 127.8 million, but that would still be below the USDA's 133 million ton forecast. Wheat futures higher across the board. Concerns over the state of the North American spring wheat crop were supportive, as were reports of poor yields for the U.S. winter wheat crop. The deal allowing Ukrainian grain to move through the Black Sea is set to expire on Monday, with little progress in reaching a new agreement. Exports out of the region have already slowed down, and a full cancellation would likely give U.S. wheat futures an added boost. Strategy Grains lowered their estimate on European wheat production to 126.2 million tons, which would be 11.8 million tons below the USDA's forecast. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, July 14th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.